Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Q104. Well, I can say for sure, Taylor Swift will not be attending the Super Bowl in 2026.
Is that because I know nothing about football? The Chiefs are out, right?
The Chiefs are out.
Okay. All right. That's why.
As of yesterday, it was not a good day yesterday for the Chiefs. Essentially, their season has not been going well. And they really needed to win like every single game of the season if they wanted a chance to make it back to the playoffs and to repeat as Super Bowl champions. They were in the Super Bowl last year. They didn't win the Super Bowl last year. But they were trying to get back to the Super Bowl this year. And it's not going to happen. They were eliminated yesterday. In fact, Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
Oh, that's really bad. That's one of those ones that gets you out for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll be out for at least a year.
Ugh. Well, maybe that means that it'll be the Browns' year next year.
No.
You never know.
Not going in the direction that we're going.
Next year.
I spent part of my afternoon, I watched three quarters of that Browns game yesterday, and then finally I was just like, why am I doing this to myself? Why am I wasting my time watching this? And I shut it off.
Setting yourself up for disappointment.
Third quarter. Well, I turned it off because the Cavs played an early game yesterday. They had a 3:30 game at Rocket Arena, and it has not been fun watching the Cavs this year.
Really?
Because they're supposed to be really good. They're the favorites to win the Eastern Conference. And it seems like they just come out flat for every single game. It feels like every single game they're down 10 or 15 going into the fourth quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, they either make this incredible comeback and they win or they lose. And they did. They made it a comeback yesterday. Went to overtime. They didn't even score a point in overtime and lost to the Hornets, who are really bad.
Oh, man.
And the Cavs were getting booed after their game last night.
Oh, well, geez, it's not a good weekend for Cleveland sports.
No. I mean, it was a good weekend, but not for
Cleveland sports.
Not for Cleveland sports. Hopefully your weekend was better. We've got lots to get into this morning. Good vibes. We'll try to turn our frowns upside down and get some good vibes going this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I got a lot of compliments over the weekend on my tricked out knee scooter.
Oh, did ya?
Friday during the show, Alyssa brought in tinsel and ribbon and made my knee scooter festive.
We got his scooter all snazzied up, so it's all ready for Christmas.
I think there's pictures of that on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show if you want to see that. And then other people are getting into it as well. Like, I saw some friends of mine and they brought me a special ornament to hang from the knee scooter.
Oh, fun. Oh, it makes noise.
Yeah, so.
Oh, would you look at that?
I stick out like a sore thumb now, but
instead of trimming the tree, we are trimming Bill's scooter.
And I am more mobile on my foot with the Aircast. So now I can walk around my house. As long as I'm wearing the walking boot, I can walk.
Okay.
So I'm still using the knee scooter for long distance. Like, for instance, getting from the parking garage to to work.
You still need it for that. But at least just like getting around from the kitchen to the living room, you can do that.
And that's been huge.
Yeah, I imagine that has to be a game changer.
In fact, I felt confident enough to get Christmas started at my house over the weekend. Because that's what, really, I've not been able to get the Christmas decorations out and get the tree in the house and everything else. So Saturday, and this was like right before the storm hit on Saturday, I got Will to come out and help me. I'm like, just help me carry some of these things. And we have this storage underneath the house. So you got to you got to take the, there's this wooden thing. You've got to take it off the house. And then you basically, it's like a crawl space. You have to crawl underneath my house and pull the stuff out. So that's where all the Christmas decorations are. And that's what we did. So we brought them out of there, and then we carried them into the house. So now the tree's up.
Look at that. I saw pictures. It looks great.
And most of the inside decorations are up. Yeah, it's it finally feels like Christmas has begun.
Well, good. It's only, what, December 15th?
Right. It's the latest I've ever put up the tree.
You know what? I didn't get my tree up until this weekend either. So don't feel too bad. And I don't have an Aircast to blame.
Yeah, I want to hear about what happened at your house over the weekend. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, so my tree is up. I have a fake tree.
Yeah.
I bought it last year from Costco.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a real one? Did you put up? Oh, okay.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, I thought maybe you were waiting on finding the perfect real live Christmas tree.
No, we're just behind. I won't do a live tree. I don't want the bugs. There's so many bugs in live trees, and I me and bugs are a no-go.
Okay.
So I got the fake tree up. Mine is not from Costco last year. Mine is from college. We are using my Christmas tree from college.
Wow, you had it that long.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see that my grandparents still had it when back to Cleveland last year. It's like, wow, you guys held on to this for a while.
Is it pre-lit?
Yes, it's pre-lit, but it's had seen better days. So like a whole half of it doesn't light up.
Yeah.
So I had to put like more lights on it so that it looks okay.
That's why I had to buy the tree last year, because we've only had pre-lit trees.
Okay.
And we've been getting like 6 or 7 years out of them before one string will go out. And the thing is, if one string goes out, it drives me insane.
It drives me crazy, too.
And I went like 2 years of putting this tree up with a whole string of lights out. And last year, I just said, Paul, I can't handle it anymore.
You got to go get a new
one. Yeah, we have to.
See, we were going to get a new tree this year. We were planning on it. But with the addition of two little boy cats to our household, I was like, you know what? Maybe we should just see how this goes. Let's just see if this tree survives this Christmas at all. Because we didn't put any breakable ornaments on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have 40 pounds worth of weights at the bottom because Dexter, my youngest cat, just keeps body slamming the tree.
How does that work? Like, describe that to me. Like, when you say body slam.
Like, he just pounces.
Are they getting, like, a running start?
Kind of. Sometimes.
They'll just run across the road. They will jump into the tree?
I have seen him launch from feet away into the tree. Most of the time, though, it's him, like, there's one ornament that keeps driving him nuts. Mm-hmm. And so he's pawing and batting, and then he'll climb in. And then he gets himself kind of stuck. So that's been fun to deal with. That is not something that I had to deal with my two older girl cats that we have had for years.
So, yeah, the boys get a little rambunctious around Christmas
time. Yeah, the boys are getting a little crazy. It's their first Christmas, so they're allowed.
I can't remember Myrtle ever paying attention to the tree. I mean, I think sometimes she'll go and check it out. And if something falls off and she thinks it's chewable, she'll go grab that.
But yeah,
for the most part, I think dogs leave the Christmas tree alone. I might be wrong on that. And if so, you should correct me. 216-474-0104.
I think the tree just looks like a giant toy to my cats.
Yeah.
With the tinsel and like the ornaments are shiny and they're swaying back and forth. It looks like one of their like toy wands that we always play with. So yeah. I actually, because it's a fake tree, I bent all of the limbs up and like bent them in so that the ornaments can't come off the branches. So I had to do that with every single ornament.
Yeah. Do you have an ornament that if you lost, like if you lost it, if it was broken, you would be heartbroken?
Absolutely, which yeah. is why those did not go on the tree this year.
Yeah, we should get into that a little bit later on as well.
I would have been like, my whole holiday would be ruined if certain ornaments of mine broke. I'm not joking. I have ornaments that I've had my whole life.
Yeah, I broke two last night. So we'll get into that coming up. You've got the Q Morning Show. Thanks for coming back after the weekend. Olivia Dean, Man I Need, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I have to admit, my head is spinning a little bit this morning. I start my day off every day by listening to the news. I go through the news. I just want to find out what's going on in the world, find out if there's anything that we should be talking about on the show. Most of the times, there isn't anything we should be talking about on the show.
Yeah, that's brave to just wake up and go straight into the news. I can't do it.
Especially after this weekend where there were shootings. But then the first thing I heard this morning was about Rob Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, what is going on there?
I saw that last night as it was developing, and it was so sad. Like, the details were just kind of trickling out.
It's gruesome.
Yeah.
And there aren't many details available right now. There's no suspects. There's really no details at all. But Rob Reiner, famous director of movies that you have definitely seen, or if you haven't seen, that you should see, When Harry Met Sally, The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. Like, oh my gosh, that is going to be a huge story this week about what happened there. But at the same time, it's like, can we just get through the rest of this year?
I know, right?
Like, oh my gosh. It's horrific.
I know that the news doesn't stop at the holidays. Like, I get that. But it would just be nice if we had a bit of a reprieve.
So we are the home of good vibes. Good vibes around here. 216-474-0104. And we talk about things that have happened to you, are happening to you, things you're looking forward to.
The good stuff. The good things.
And we love it when you share with us. Good vibes on the way. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to Westlake so we can talk to Devin and get a good vibe this morning. Devin, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for listening to us. And please share your good vibe.
I live about 30 minutes away from my sister. I have one sister. She has one son, and that's my nephew. And once a week on Fridays, we FaceTime. And I don't know. I just like, it kind of gets me through the whole week. I've never loved anyone like I love my little nephew.
Aww.
It's so simple. It's just so say hello, you know, hi, Uncle Devin. And just like, telling me, you know, what he's watching on TV and what color crayon he's using. And it's just, you know, I always look forward to my little FaceTime with my little nephew.
How old is he?
He's four.
Oh, okay.
He's four.
So he's not using 6'7".
No,
not
God.
Calling you unk yet.
Not yet.
But hey, Devin, you're only 30 minutes away. You could go make that drive. You go see him in person.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the FaceTime thing.
I know. Now I'm like, I'm getting lazy. I know. I got to go there now.
You got to step it up to keep your best uncle title.
It's true. It's true. The technology is allowing me to be a little lazy here.
Final question I have. What are you getting your little nephew for Christmas?
Oh, what is he like? Something related to Paw Patrol.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
This is all he talks about. My sister is going to kill me because she says we don't need one more thing related to Paw Patrol. She'll murder me. But, you know, that's what he likes right now.
I miss those days. Devin, thank you so much for calling up and sharing your good vibe. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Guys.
You've got Q104 this morning. Yeah, so against my better judgment, I allowed my two boys, Will, who's 14, and Drew, who's 10, to help me decorate the Christmas tree this year.
Well, why do you say against your better judgment? Because I saw a picture of the tree.
Yeah.
You put it on our Instagram, right?
Tree looks great.
I thought it looked fantastic.
Well, I posted pictures also on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. I don't know why they were interested. I think it's because they helped me bring Christmas inside.
Well, yeah, they've got to see it through.
Yeah, I needed some help yesterday because I'm in this walking boot. So they helped me get the tree inside and all of the decorations. So the tree went up. And last night, their mom, she was hooking the ornaments with the ornament hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're mostly interested in, because our tradition, our family tradition is to buy a new ornament every year. One ornament a year.
Okay.
That is supposed to represent the year that we had. Like one of the highlights. And so this year, I think it was, I think it's a vacation ornament from our...
Oh, from your cruise.
Our Bahamas cruise.
Oh, fun.
We could have gone in many directions there. We could have had a walking boot.
You really could
have. As our ornament.
That would have really been a good example of the year as well.
So they enjoy talking about the ornaments and seeing the ornaments they made when they were in kindergarten and things like that. But it's just they start hanging them up on the tree. And that's when I just become, I'm going to tell you, I was good last night. I was good. I held it all in. All I did was, instead of saying anything, I just sat on the couch.
And you just judged silently?
Right.
Okay.
And then when they were done and got bored and walked away, I took pictures. So those pictures are on our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show. You can see exhibit A, B, and C of the nonsense. I don't understand.
I didn't think it was that bad. There was like two branches with like back-to-back ornaments.
There's three ornaments hanging up right next to each other. No separation at all. The ornaments are practically touching.
Bill is the ornament police.
And then they'll put an ornament on the tree and then put an ornament like right in front of that ornament. And it's like, I don't understand. Spread it out a little bit.
You know what? I'm so proud of you though for holding that all inside and then just letting it build up until they left the room and then.
Then I fixed it.
Then fixing it.
See, I'm growing.
I'm proud of you.
I'm growing as a person.
Look at you.
I didn't want to ruin their Christmas. And we only broke two ornaments.
Were they important?
They were not the important ornaments.
Okay.
Do you have ornaments that, like, obviously,
I do.
Like, we have ornaments that commemorate our first Christmas with Will, you know, and so on and so forth. So yeah, if we lost any of those ornaments, Paula would just burst into tears.
Oh yeah.
And it's jarring when, you know, you drop an ornament and then we have a hardwood floor and it just
busts.
Yeah. But they were the crappy, just decorative ornaments that don't really mean anything.
Okay. That's fine then. I always break like one or two of those usually when I put up breakable ornaments. Mm-hmm. I have one though from, St. Mary's Church in like Lakewood used to have a Christmas craft show. Mm-hmm. There was a guy there that would sell literal eggs. They were ornaments made out of eggshells. And it is so fragile, but it is so pretty. And that is like the one that if it ever broke, I would be destroyed. Because that man has since passed away. I would never be able to get one again.
And then after we decorated the tree, then we watched a Christmas movie. And I believe you saw the same movie this past weekend. You mentioned it when you came in this weekend.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's what they chose.
That's my favorite Christmas movie, but...
Exactly.
I had some thoughts after giving it another go on Saturday.
Okay, let's get into that because we've run out of time here. I've talked about this before, but I had disclaimers last night before we watched the movie. And I even paused the movie. I hit pause and had to explain some things.
You had to have some talks.
I don't really want to do that with Christmas movies.
No, you shouldn't have to.
All right, so that's coming up. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So how did you end up choosing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation to watch this past weekend?
You know, I'll be honest, that one is just one of my favorites, and mm-hmm. it's the very first one that I saw when I pulled up Hulu.
Okay.
So I was like, done. How did you land on that one?
I let Will choose, and Drew agreed. Drew might have just gone along with whatever Will
had to say. I'm surprised that that's the one that Will wanted to watch. Has he seen it before?
I think he has.
Okay.
So right now, I guess they're watching a Christmas movie in school in one of his classes this week.
Mm.
And they let all the kids vote on it.
Oh, fun.
Like, they had a bunch of movies to choose from. I don't think that movie was even on the list.
I would hope not.
I would
hope not. Just rewatching it through the 2025 lens. I was like, what? How was some of this allowed?
So there's two scenes in that movie that bother me now.
And I know exactly which two you're going to say.
Do you really?
The mall.
Yes.
And the pool.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Those are the two. And I was probably Will's age when that movie came out originally.
Uh-huh. And did you see it when you were his age?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Okay.
And now I feel the need to explain that, or at least have a disclaimer. In fact, yeah. I almost like fast forwarded through it.
I didn't realize how early on in the movie the mall scene is.
Yeah.
That's like 20 minutes in, not even. Like, that's very top of the movie.
I don't know if I'm just that guy now, because do you think I'm overthinking it? But I stop the movie and I'm like, look, this behavior by the dad in the mall is completely unacceptable.
No, I love that. I love that you did that. I think it's important.
I said that this is extremely disrespectful to his wife. And I would be mortified if my sons watched me acting like that.
Yeah. Over just like some stranger, some woman trying to work her job and make a sale at the mall.
I am so bothered by it now. And
It always kind of icked me out. Like, yeah. Even years ago, I was always like, oh. But now I'm like, oh. Like, it's not even icky. I'm just like, that's weird. That's cringy.
Obviously, I only think that way now because I'm a dad. When I was 14, the first time that I saw it, I was probably more concentrating more on the sales lady. Be like, whoa, she's hot.
Whoa.
That has to be it.
So you actually stopped it though and had this conversation.
Yes.
And did they have any response, or were they just like,
just roll their eyes. Okay. I don't know. Who knows if anything that I say actually gets through, actually makes it inside their heads.
I mean, those two scenes stopped me in my tracks. Now I was watching it without any children around. So I get it.
Yeah. I would like to just remove that movie from the yearly queue, but so far I've not had any success on doing that.
We could maybe just have like an edited version for 2025 and beyond. That'd be great. Yeah. Just take those two scenes out. It literally will not make a single bit of difference in the plot.
I don't know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning. 7:50. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Ed Sheeran. The Q Morning Show. We are 10 shopping days away from Christmas Day.
Ah!
I don't know if I've... Speaking of parenting these boys... I don't know if I've done anything wrong. It feels like we've done everything right. You know, we've been on the Polar Express to go meet Santa. You know, there's been multiple opportunities for my boys to meet Santa. I believe they understand the concept of Christmas.
They experience Christmas magic.
But for whatever reason, they refuse to write Christmas lists to Santa. There's no, every single year, we have to beg them to write a list.
Now, is it coming from a place of they just don't want to do it? Or is it coming from a place of they don't want to ask for specific things as if it's not polite? Because I used to be like that as a kid. I didn't want to ask for things because I thought that was like, I don't know, like bad.
I wish I had the answers for you. I don't. Because I've tried to ask all those questions. I'm like, don't worry about money. It doesn't matter. Just please. Like, we had to beg Will this year just to give us anything. Like, give
really?
Us like an idea of something you want. And he reluctantly wrote a few things down for us.
And huh.
My 10-year-old Drew still hasn't done it. It's 10 days away from Christmas.
And he's not even talking about doing it.
We have no idea what to get this kid. Like, the things that he wants... Because we tell him there's nothing virtual. You're not getting anything virtual.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything for your, you know, you have to be able to physically hold it.
So like, you're not getting him like a Minecraft gift card or Roblox or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's probably would be like the first thing on his list, I would assume.
So we come up with suggestions like, would you be into this book series or, you know, just whatever suggestion it is. And it's like, no, wouldn't be interested in that. And so we're like, what are we going to do? Last year, when we went through this, what we ended up doing was we got him a shopping spree.
So I remember that.
We did get him a gift card, like $100 at Target. And it's like, okay, you go and shop for your own presents. And
I mean, $100 though for a 10-year-old.
I know.
Not bad.
I took him out and he put stuff in his cart and that worked. This year, I don't want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm wondering. Are my kids weird? Like,
I don't remember really writing lists. I don't remember writing wish lists, Santa lists, Christmas lists, any of the sort when I was a kid.
I remember, I'm trying to think what it was. Maybe the Sears catalog or something.
I was going to say, I do remember going through the Sears catalog and circling things.
Exactly.
So I think maybe the fact that we don't have one of those kind of takes away from that experience.
I wanted my parents and Santa to know exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be able to point it out to them. I know kids, I'm talking to other parents, friends of mine, you know, their kids have like spreadsheets and Google Slides of their Christmas gifts. Why aren't my kids doing the same thing?
Huh.
216-474-0104. If you've ever encountered this issue, what have you done to get some sort of an idea of what to get your kid for Christmas?
The kids who won't give you any ideas at all.
Because I'm not brave enough to just say, oh, you didn't ask for anything, so...
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, if you just didn't get him anything at all.
There's no way I could do that.
Whew.
It's the Q Morning Show. Usher. Let It Burn. 7:30 banger this morning. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Kim and Willowick joining us right now. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a 10-year-old that never asked for anything from Santa either?
No, not really.
Why is that? Have you figured that out?
I think it's more because they are acting more of a teenager age when they really are still little kids.
Okay, so they're adopting those moody tendencies a little early these days.
Yes.
Drew can be very moody. I also think... Like, I thought it was like, and I've never said this to him, but it's like, it feels like you're being a martyr. Like, you're not telling me what you want. Like, you're just daring me to see what's going to happen. Like, he's embarrassed to ask for some reason.
I mean, I do kind of get that. I felt that sort of when I was a kid, too. I just, like, I didn't want to put pressure on the adults in my life to please me, to get me a specific thing, but he's not helping you at all. He's not even giving you a direction to go in.
So, Kim, what have you done with your 10-year-old daughter?
We've actually told her to give us a list, 5 to 10 items that are realistic, that are not gift cards, something that we will not trash within 2 or 3 weeks.
Did that work? Because I've tried something similar, and it hasn't worked yet. He hasn't filled anything out.
It actually has worked, and she's given us a couple of really good ideas.
I'm just looking for ideas at this point.
Maybe make it like multiple choice. Give him like a little test. Multiple choice. Are any of these gifts, do they sound appealing? Circle one.
That's like, not bad.
It could work.
I do like the multiple choice thing.
Take the guesswork out.
All right, I'll do that. I'll try that. I'm not going to give up.
Maybe it's the brainstorming tripping him up.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's a good bet that Taylor Swift will not be attending the Super Bowl this year because the Chiefs are out. They have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Womp womp.
Well, I'm excited about that. Only because, from a football standpoint, I was just sick of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was like 2 years in a row.
I know nothing about football. I do know that they have been in the Super Bowl a lot in the past decade.
Yeah, I wanted to watch somebody else, and this year we will. But if you want to bet on Taylor Swift walking out on stage with Bad Bunny, that's not going to happen.
No. Not going to happen. Not likely.
Not a good bet at all. All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's kick it off for another week. So here's what we're giving away this week.
I love this. Honestly, I think that people are going to be really stoked on this because people always ask how to get one.
And that, we're not just giving away one. We're giving away a set, a pair of exclusive Q Morning Show mugs. I forgot that we had these.
I forgot about them, too, quite frankly.
I think someone opened up a closet somewhere, and they're like, oh.
Oh, we have a lot of these. We should do something with them.
So that's what we're giving away this week, a pair of exclusive Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs. You just got to play Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. Mallory is here. Mallory is in Brunswick. She's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Mallory, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play this 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. If it's a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Mallory, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Blank. Nipping at your nose.
Oh, goodness. I'm singing it in my head.
It's the second. It's literally the second line.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Oh, that hurts me. That hurts me. Question two. Okay. Who dies in every episode of South Park?
Kenny.
Question three. The Lightning Thief is the first book in this series.
The Lightning Thief. I have no idea. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Question four. It's the microorganism that makes bread rise.
Yeast.
Final question. During Christmas week, it's not technically Christmas week, but it is for us since this is the final week of our show before holiday break. Christmas movie lines. Mallory, can you identify this Christmas movie?
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
It's ridiculous. I didn't put on a suit just to...
Try to understand this.
That would be the Santa Claus.
Excellent. Mallory, you went 3 for 5.
Awesome.
Will that be enough to beat Alyssa today? We're about to find out. Alyssa returns to the studio. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet Mallory, who lives in your hometown, Brunswick.
Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning.
Mallory did very well. I think she could have done better.
Oh?
I think she's going to kick herself when she hears some of the answers to the ones she missed. But she did go 3 for 5.
3 for 5. All right.
So Alyssa needs 3 questions correct to tie Mallory. Any more than that, she'll win the game. Question 1. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Blank nipping at your nose.
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost, Mallory.
As soon as you said it that time, I knew it.
Mallory, you missed that one?
I know.
Girl.
Question 2. Who dies in every episode of South Park?
Oh, Kenny.
That's 2. Question 3. The Lightning Thief is the first book in this series.
Percy Jackson?
It is Percy
Jackson.
Is it
really? Wow, yes. That was just a shot in the dark.
Oh, so Alyssa gets the tie today, and she answers the 2 questions that Mallory missed. That's why I say Mallory's going to be mad at herself for the rest of the day. Let's just get the other 2 out of the way for fun. It's the microorganism that makes bread rise.
Yeast.
Will Alyssa go 5 for 5? We're doing Christmas movie lines all this week, Alyssa. Can you identify this Christmas classic?
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
It's ridiculous. I didn't put on a suit.
Try to understand this.
It's the Santa Claus.
It is the Santa Claus.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know which one it is because there's like 5 movies, but I know it's one of them.
Alyssa goes 5 for 5. She's on fire to kick off this week.
Good job.
Good game, Mallory.
I'll never forget Jack Frost.
Now you'll never forget.
Mallory, thank you so much for listening to us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You as well. My name is Mallory, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm Q104.
It's Q104. The Powerball tonight. Get a ticket today. It's $1.1 billion. Billion dollars.
With a B.
That will basically cover all of your Christmas presents.
It should. And if it doesn't, you need to do some reflecting.
Speaking of Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, you and I, are we exchanging Christmas gifts this year?
I don't know if we're exchanging, but I got you something.
Damn it.
That doesn't mean that you have to give me something back.
No, it. Of course it does.
No, it does
now,
not. No, it does not. It's very small.
Paula asked me over the weekend, and I'm like, I don't remember. What did we do last year? She's like, you exchanged gifts last year. And I said, that's right.
Yeah, you got me the air pump for my tires.
She remembered that. I did not remember that.
Oh, you didn't? I remembered.
And I don't remember what you got me.
I got you a bottle of wine and some chocolate from Mally's.
Okay. All right. So we are exchanging.
Like I said, it doesn't have to be an exchange. It can be a one-way street. It does not need to be a you give me something, I give you something.
There's no
way. I just have something to give you.
There's no way I'm going to allow you to give me a gift and I'm not going to give you one in
return. That's your prerogative. I'm just saying it's not required.
That's why I ask it. Now I've got a few days before Friday to have something for you. Okay.
Well, see, now I feel uncomfortable.
Why
now,
do you feel uncomfortable?
Now I feel like I'm forcing you to get a gift. You don't have to get me anything.
Of course I do. That's how it works. If you got me something on Friday and I didn't have anything for you, I'd feel terrible.
I wish that you wouldn't have asked that way. That could have been what happened because I was envisioning it and it was funny in my head, me coming in on Friday and you empty-handed.
Mm-hmm. Nope, you can't pull one over on me.
Well, shucks.
You know I'm going to ask the question.
Well, there you go.
And I did, and now I know.
Now you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
No.
The Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. So this morning, trying to get out the door. And it's going to be bitterly cold all this week, so we'll be in the teens pretty much every single morning.
Oh, good.
This morning, I'm in my car, and I don't know why I don't put my car in the garage. I just don't.
You really should.
It's lazy. It's laziness at this point.
And it would make your life so much easier in the morning.
Also, I believe that there's just stuff in the way. Like, I'd have to go clean out the garage, and then I can park.
I see the problem.
So I need to scrape the windshield this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I reach in the passenger seat on the floor there, and I'm reaching around. I'm like, all right, there's no ice scraper.
Where is it?
And then I go in the back seat. I'm reaching around. I'm like, where's the ice scraper?
Oh, that's the worst. When you can't find it, and you, like, you have to go.
And I don't know where it is at all. And then I don't have Paula's keys with me. Paula probably has, like, four of them in her car. But I don't have her keys. So I just have to sit there and let the thing defrost.
Yeah, just then, play the waiting game.
And then I'm like, it's getting late.
You got to go.
So what I ended up doing was I got out of the car and I got my snow shovel and I just kind of like did that.
Oh my gosh.
Just kind of shoveled my windshield with my snow shovel.
Oh, I'd be so scared to like crack my windshield.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, that's good. I'm very glad.
So I'm just wondering, what have you used to scrape your windshield when you don't have an ice scraper?
That's so funny that you bring that up, because I actually just saw a TikTok like over the weekend, a woman using her high heel to scrape ice off of her windshield. Same thing. Couldn't find a scraper.
That shows initiative.
It
right
really
there.
Does. That's creativity, if I've ever seen it.
And I'd be nervous about breaking the high heel.
I would also be nervous about that, too.
Your shoes are expensive, right?
Yeah. Depending on where you get them, they can be.
216-474-0104. In a pinch, you don't have an ice scraper. What do you do? The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Must be the money. $1.1 billion for the Powerball tonight.
That's a lot of money.
The Q Morning Show. Just wondering what you've used in a pinch. When you can't find your ice scraper, like I could not do this morning. I just used a snow shovel on my windshield. Angela in South. No, I'm sorry. Let's start with Dee in Westlake. Dee, good morning.
Hi there.
What have you used, Dee?
My umbrella.
Ooh, umbrella.
We got a couple texts saying umbrella. That must be a good one.
Like the pointy, the pointy top?
The pointy part, yep.
Okay. Do you let it defrost a little bit and then use the umbrella to break up the ice?
I've done it both ways because I often don't have an ice scraper.
Yeah.
I'm never prepared.
It just sneaks up on us.
It's bizarre.
I'm never ready for the frost.
I lived in Arizona for 11 years. I had an ice scraper in my car for no reason at all.
I did too. I kept mine in my car in California the whole time.
And every time I looked at it, I would laugh. And yep. Now I live in Ohio again.
And you don't have one.
I can't find it. Angela in South Euclid, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you use when you can't find your ice scraper?
So what I do is I put hot water into a freezer bag, and I put it on my windshield, and it starts melting as I rub it back and forth.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, that's a lot of work, though. You've got to go back in the house, and you've got to get hot water. Do you just get it out of the tap, or what do you use?
Yeah, I just get out the tap water.
Okay.
But I have like two. I have like two on hand, though, and I just go back and forth.
About how long does that take? Like, if you've got like a sheet of ice across the windshield, say, how long would it take you to get it down?
Long.
No?
Probably like at least like 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, that's probably about how long it would take to actually scrape it off.
Yeah. But it goes faster because it's like it's melting because it's from the heat from the bag.
Mm.
See, I'd be too lazy to go back in the house. Like, once I'm out, I'm out. I hate having to go back in the house because I forgot something.
You'd have to remember to bring the Ziploc bag with the water when you went outside.
Why would I do that? Because I just anticipate that my ice scraper is going to be sitting right there.
Yeah, that is true. That is usually how you would want it to go, but when that scraper's not there.
Cole in Wadsworth, good morning.
Good morning.
So you don't have your ice scraper. What do you use instead?
I've used a leaf blower before.
A leaf blower? I assume to just blow the snow off?
Yeah, how does that work?
So what I do, I tend to have a fire in my backyard. We have like a fire pit.
Yeah.
And usually the night before, we've had a nice big fire. So in the morning, there's still some embers left. I'll take a leather glove and I'll scoop some of those little embers up. I'll kind of sprinkle them onto the windshield or on the snow.
Oh.
Let that sit for like a minute, and then I'll take a leaf blower and just take it all off.
Well, I've never heard of that.
I have not. I don't know much about science, but I feel like that would crack. I feel like that would crack the windshield.
No. Never cracked once.
Huh.
And again, that's going like the extra mile.
The creativity. it's so good.
Text coming in. Someone used a clipboard.
That's creative, too.
Credit card, yeah. Debit card. That should have been the number one answer,
that's classic.
Right?
I remember in college, I always had a scraper, but it would just be, how much was I willing to scrape?
Right.
Like, I would just scrape out, like, a little, like, 12 by 12 box on my windshield. Like, that's enough for me to get to my location.
That's good enough, right? Oh, my God. So unsafe.
So dangerous.
Don't try that at home.
No.
The Q Morning Show. Q104. Melissa is next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge between you and Alyssa. And whoever answers the most trivia questions correctly will win the game. Unless it's a tie, then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Melissa?
I sure am.
Question one. I saw mommy kissing blank.
Santa Claus.
Question two, Superman's alter ego is who?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember this one. I don't remember. I don't know.
All right, we'll move on. Question three, fill in the blank. No blank without representation.
No blank without representation. I'm not sure on that one either.
All right, moving on to question four. Where is the largest and most complicated joint in the human body?
The knee.
Final question, as it is Christmas week, at least on our show. This is the final week of our show in 2025. It's a Christmas movie line. Melissa, can you identify this movie?
Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest, the Kenosha Kickers. That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways, I had a few hits a few years ago. That's why, just polka, 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 polka.
What
I
is?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, Melissa.
I have no clue. Christmas movie. Let's do Miracle on 34th Street.
All right, Melissa. You had two questions correct out of five.
Okay.
How will Alyssa do compared to Melissa? Alyssa versus Melissa on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Next, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, Melissa, Melissa, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I could be better.
Was it rough?
I usually answer the questions all the time right, and I get put on the spot, and you know.
It happens.
We're playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Melissa went 2 for 5.
Okay, that's not so bad.
So Alyssa needs 2 correct just to tie Melissa. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question 1. I saw mommy kissing blank.
Santa Claus.
Question 2. Superman's alter ego is who?
Clark Kent.
Yeah.
No, I thought I was thinking of the evil or alter ego.
The evil alter ego.
Yes, when he gets the red kryptonite.
You know more than we do.
It seems like you know a lot about Superman.
I don't know nothing about that.
Except for what happens when he put the glasses on.
Right.
All right, so we have the tie today. Let's get the remainder of these questions. Question 3, fill in the blank. No blank without representation.
Taxation.
Yes.
Definitely, yep.
Question 4. Where is the largest and most complicated joint in the human body?
I'm going to say your kneecap.
It is your knee.
I got that one right.
Final question. Will Alyssa guess this Christmas movie correctly? Here is today's clue.
Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest, the Kenosha Kickers. That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways, I had a few hits a few years ago. That's why, just polka, 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 polka.
Name that Christmas movie, Alyssa.
I'm not positive, but it's giving National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, you guys.
No?
That's Home Alone.
I've never seen it, so I don't feel so bad.
Oh my God, I've seen that movie 100 times.
Okay, well then you should have gotten that, but I don't feel bad about it.
It's also a crime that Alyssa hasn't seen Home Alone.
It is.
What's that about?
At this point, it's just like a running bit. I've gone 32 years without seeing it. Why should I start now?
Melissa, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We do have some fantastic prizes for you.
Oh, you too. Happy holidays. My name is Melissa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. Okay, I know what an introvert is.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone who is antisocial, right? Introvert?
Not.
Likes to keep to themselves.
Yeah, just quiet, a little more on the reserved, shy side.
All right, and then what would be the opposite of that?
An extrovert.
Extrovert.
Okay. Outgoing, very talkative, the life of the party, social butterfly.
And now there is a new type of personality.
Yes, there is a third. If you don't fit into the introvert or extrovert category, maybe you are an otrovert.
How could there be a third option here? You either love to socialize or you don't.
Well, that's not always the case. So an otrovert is basically somebody who wants to be there, wants to be part of the social gathering, but always kind of feels like they're on the outside. So otro means other. So it's basically saying that you're an outsider.
Huh, maybe that is me.
So if you're the type of person who, like, you like to go to functions, but maybe when you're there, you don't always know how to wiggle your way into conversation.
Oh.
I know. That can be tough. That can be tough for my husband. I think my husband, Bryce, is for sure an otrovert. He does really well in social settings once I yank him into the conversation. He needs that opening and he needs somebody to pull him in. And then he's fine.
Would an outrovert, am I saying it right? Outrovert?
I think it's otrovert.
Otrovert.
Like O-T-R-O.
Okay.
Otro. Otrovert.
Would it describe a person who wants to be invited to everything, but I don't really want to go? I just want to be invited.
No, see, I think that that's the opposite of what I'm talking about here, because an otrovert is somebody who feels like they're an outsider.
Okay.
You're being included. You just don't want to attend.
Okay, we need to find a word for that, because that's me. That's 100% me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.